Part 6. We Scholars. In Part 6, We Scholars, Nietzsche directs his critique at something contemporary Europeans, and particularly the Germans, were especially proud of, their historical and scientific scholarship. Scientists, he points out, are supplanting philosophers, and philosophy has degenerated into a servant of scientific scholarship. In doing so, philosophy has abdicated its most important task, its right to rule and to create values, and has turned itself into a tool of the herd, the rabble. The modern scientific scholar is not a noble form of humanity. His objectivity is a surrender of the most important, vital parts of his nature, and his will has become paralyzed by a pessimistic skepticism. He cannot be a true philosopher because he is not an independent spirit concerned with creating new values. He is simply a diligent labourer concerned with descriptions in the service of a ruling morality. Nietzsche contrasts the paralyzing skepticism of the modern scholar with another form of skepticism, one which sees the falsity of prevailing beliefs, but which nonetheless acts. Its lack of belief sharpens the spirit and prompts it to bold action. Nietzsche identifies this new form of restless, active skepticism with Frederick the Great and the New Germany. Philosophers of the future, Nietzsche asserts, will have to move beyond this form of skepticism to become critical, to dismantle accepted truths, to turn themselves into commanders and lawgivers. What this amounts to in practice is not particularly clear, but it involves fighting against the spirit of the age, against the herd, taking on the difficult, risky, and lonely creative task of shaping the future in a manner that will more fully realize the best human possibilities in certain individuals.